Hello, my beautiful people. Oh my God. Okay, so the thing is, y'all know I have to talk to you on the good days and in the moment. And something I love about being an entrepreneur is I can truly talk to you guys in the moment now. And when I tell you, it's Friday, January 12th at the moment, and I am having the best day of my life. I wouldn't say best day of my life. I'm having an amazing day. And I found out my furniture is on the way. It was delivered to the warehouse today and will be delivered to me next Wednesday. Now, the thing is, I kind of finessed on getting this furniture to me faster than anybody else is. So anybody else that ordered this same furniture is waiting 8 to 14 weeks right now, where I called my local Ashley and I was like, hey, I need this much faster than 8 to 15 weeks. That's ridiculous. And they were like, oh yeah, totally. Let's fix that. I'm doing great. So I'm getting it in 6 weeks and I'm very excited about that. And the thing is, I had texted them this morning and I was like, hey, I just wanted to follow up on when my furniture was expected. And they were like, you know, it said January 16th, but we'll see. And I was like, okay, cool. No stress. I understand how it goes. And then I get a call whenever I'm coming upstairs with my dog. And I answered the phone and they were like, hey, this is so-and-so from Ashley Furniture with good news. And I was like, oh my God, my furniture's there. I screamed in this girl's ear. Like, I know I probably made her day or gave her a headache because I was so fucking excited that I had furniture on the way. And it's just hilarious to me how exciting that can be. Like, I felt like such an adult when it happened. I was like, well, there we go. That's hilarious. But I was so excited, and I'm still so excited. Like, oh my God, can't breathe, stoked. But in other great news, I did sign a new client today as well. So that was really great. And I can officially tell y'all what we have been working on over here. So as you guys know, in the past, I have worked with the Fashionpreneur Academy. That is actually the company that I was originally hired for, was the Fashionpreneur Academy. And that's how I met Jessica Williams, all the things. And we went on tour in 2021. We went from place to place and we stopped in Atlanta, New York, Chicago, the DMV area. And then we did have a tour stop scheduled in Houston and Dallas. Neither of those ended up going through because we had so many people like not be able to make it to that one. So we ended up having all of the other stops. We had 4 other stops, but we didn't have any in Texas. Well, this year we have decided to do a Designing to Dollars tour, and it is me as Jury Marketing and Jess as the Fashionpreneur going around and telling everybody how to run a business. And I'm so excited. It looks like it's going to be a great opportunity for Jury as well as for a regular exposure and the Fashionpreneur Academy. I'm literally so excited. It's going to be phenomenal. And I had teaching as one of my things to do this year on my vision board. So I'm very excited that that's possible. I'm just stoked in general. Like, I'm literally so excited. And it's just like this year is already gearing up to be an amazing year for me, like financially, mentally, physically, like emotionally. Like, it just seems like it's going to be an amazing year. And I'm so fucking stoked. Like, I don't think anybody could understand the joy in me right now. And the reason I say, like, I named the podcast The Good Days. And I named it that because I feel like I always talk to you guys on my good days. Like, I don't really talk to you guys on my bad days. And anytime I do try to talk to you guys on my bad day, I end up deleting the podcast. Because normally it's full of angst. Like, I'm absolutely fucking livid. And it just makes me chuckle. Because I'm like, oh wow, we love. And so I just ignore it and move on. And I don't schedule the podcast. And then I, you know, was talking to one of my like associates, and I was like, hey, you know, this is what I do in my podcast. Like, I just don't talk about the bad days. And they were like, well, how would you know the good days are the good days if you don't have the bad ones? And I was like, well, very true, very valid. And I have, like, lived like that in the past of just, like, you know, you can't have the good days without the bad days. You can't have the angels without the demons. Like, you cannot have the yin without the yang. Like, you have to have both of those for it to be a balanced world. And so I just kind of sat there and I was like, you're right. Do I still want to, like, rage on you guys? No, I feel like that's absolutely not acceptable. And I feel like like it's necessary to talk about the bad days, but it's not necessary for you to live through them with me. And there were a couple bad days throughout last year, and I mean like really bad days, like everything terrible would happen in one day, and I would get so stressed out, and I was like, okay, cool, whatever, it's fine, until it started to really like weigh on my mental, and I had to remind myself that the good days are so good because of the bad days that you went through. Like, it's a rare occasion that you come up to those and you're like, oh my God, like, I've only had good days for the entire year. No. No, you don't. Like, that's not the case. Like, there was so many bad days for about a week and a half that I was stuck in not processing those emotions for about 3 months. And it's just like, there comes a point where your brain just kind of shuts off, I feel. At least this is in my experience. Your brain just kind of shuts off. At some point, it just stops even trying to understand why it's happening, like why something is happening to it. Oh, it's a helicopter. I'm like over here trying to figure out what the fuck that is. But it, your body eventually will shut down whenever it gets too many emotions. And we know this as being like feeling overwhelmed and feeling stressed out. Like, we're aware of what those feelings are, but it doesn't change the fact that whenever you're just bogged down with emotions that you're not really prepared to receive or understand, then at that point you're sitting there with a bunch of feelings. You have nowhere to put them. You have nowhere to organize them or file them. You just have a bunch of feelings. And I feel like that's whenever my life has a tendency to feel very chaotic, because there's no filing. There's no things being put away. And like they say that men and women's brains work differently. And we're fully aware that a man's brain and a woman's brain does work quite differently, just in biological standards. But, I'm sorry, Logan is texting me. But in saying that, I also was talking, I wasn't talking to anybody. It was a comedy special. And I remember my family watched this comedy special, they loved it. And we'd watch it like once a year, just about. And it was this guy, and he was like, the thing is, men's brain and women's brains are very different, and they can't understand each other's brains because they are so different. A man's brain, you have boxes. You get out the boxes one box at a time, you play with whatever is in that box, and then you put the box away. You have to clean up your mess and you put the box away. So if I'm thinking about nothing, my nothing box is out. And I'm playing with nothing because I'm thinking about nothing. There is no hidden meaning. There is no hidden understanding. None of that. Where if you open up a woman's brain, it's like filing cabinets. And whenever women say they are thinking about nothing, they pull a drawer that seems like it's never ending. And there's millions of things they're actually thinking about, but it's in the nothing category because it doesn't seem to be important enough to have its own category. It's kind of like a miscellaneous drawer. And I sat there and I was like, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. Like, not even just in the regard of like men's versus women's brain, but just brains in general. And I feel like whenever I have emotions that I can't entirely process, they go in that miscellaneous drawer. Well, what happens whenever you get tired of seeing all this junk in the junk drawer? You throw it out of the junk drawer and you feel terrible when you do it. Like, you hate that you did that. You hate that it got that bad. You hate that you had to pull out the junk drawer. You hate that you had to even think about organizing it. You hate that you really don't know how to organize it. Like, everything about a junk drawer, everybody dislikes. And I feel like that's still very true when it comes to our feelings and our emotions. And whenever we have to clean out that miscellaneous drawer, whenever we have to clean out the junk drawer in our brains, it forces us to really dive into what all of those things are. You have to read them to know what's going on. And so think about it where it's like all these file folders. So it's like, I had a medical diagnosis. I had a, you know, great-grandparent pass away. I had this, I had that, I had this, I had that. I lost a client. Like, all of these things happen within just a few weeks of each other. And so I'm sitting there and I feel like I'm getting beat up because I'm having to read file after file after file. So instead, the files stay where they're at, in the floor, just scattered about, and I walk away. Well, when I do that, now my space is messy. And it's not just my space physically, it's my space mentally that is messy. So until I decide to go back and pick up all of those emotions and actually understand where they need to go and file them properly, I am going to feel at chaos. I'm going to feel at my worst. And the only way to fix that is to go in and try to fix it in regards to filing it away, putting it away, understanding your feelings. Like, you can't expect your body and your brain to work together if you're not trying to make sure that they are cohabitating. And that's where I'm saying, like, the good and the bad come together. Like, the balance is necessary, and you have to have those days where you don't want to think about anything. And I went numb for like a week and a half, and I went numb to just about everything. I remember whenever my ex-boyfriend and I broke up, I went numb for like 3 months. I didn't feel anything, and it wasn't at fault of him. It was my coping mechanism. I didn't have it in me to care. I didn't have it in me to think anything about him. I didn't have it in me to try. I was tired. And until I kind of pulled myself out of that funk, which we call depression, I wasn't able to truly feel like myself again. And I was talking to a friend this morning, and I was texting her, kind of telling her what happened last night, because I went out to dinner with a friend last night. It's really hard to make friends whenever you're an adult, but I was very excited to go out and try and make a friend as an adult. And so I was sitting there doing my best, right? I'm just like going, and I was very excited to go out, and I was doing my best to just be the most bubbly and amazing Josephine, you know what I mean? And I felt like I had so much fun. And I, on the way, I was running late. First of all, I was actually running on time. I was supposed to show up 5 minutes before the reservation. I was like, this is perfect. I'll even maybe get there a little early, be able to get a drink. And then I took a wrong turn. Well, fun fact, in Virginia, if you take a wrong turn, you'll accidentally end up 3 states over. I don't know how it happens, it just happens. And so I took a wrong turn. And after I took the wrong turn, it had to take me like 3 different exits to finally turn me around. So at this point, I was supposed to show up at 6:55. I show up at 7:10, which is fine. Except that halfway through, I took another wrong turn, and I remember screaming the F-bomb so loudly that my zipper popped. I had a corset on. It was a leather corset from Zara. Zipper popped. And don't get me wrong, I only paid like $40 for it. So are we shocked that it popped? No. But, and I got boobs, so I was just not having a grand old time. And I was sitting there, and I was so mad that this happened. Like, I just thought it was so ridiculous that this would have happened to me right before I go meet a friend, and or a prospective friend. Like, I didn't even know if we were going to get along yet. And I was just so excited to meet her, and all this shit is happening. And I remember Logan had called me, and I was in a panic. I was like, I'm so happy you called. I'm so upset. And he's like, what happened? So I started telling him what happened, and him and I are supposed to meet for drinks after Ashley. And so I was like, I'm so sad. This is what happened. And I start telling him, and he's like, okay, well, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. You're still going to go have fun. You've got a jacket on, so it's not like you can't hide it. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's like, do you want me to, like, you know, do you need anything from me? I was like, can you please bring me like a hoodie or something? He was like, yeah, for sure. And so he called me while I was at dinner with Ashley, and he was like, what do you want me to bring? And I was like, can I please have that mocha sweater that you wear? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I have worn it recently, but I only wore it for a couple hours, so you should be fine. I was like, that's fine, I don't care. Can I please just wear the sweater? And he's like, yeah, sure. And so he brought the sweater to our drinks, which was so kind of him. And I remember like just feeling so defeated whenever my zipper popped. And but at the same time, I had so much fun, and I was able to be such a vulnerable me from get, because I mentioned to her, I'm so sorry I'm late. Honestly, I took like 3 wrong turns, my zipper popped. It's been an adventure getting to you. And she's like, what? We took pictures in a vintage photo booth. We had drinks, we had mediocre food, and then I went and I got drinks with the love of my life. And that was just like a night, you know? But it started, like, it had great parts, it had terrible parts. But looking back at it, at the end of the day, it was all great. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's kind of what I have to do with just like a week sometimes. Like, sometimes I have really good days, and sometimes I have really bad days. And whenever I look at it, I'm like, if I had 4 good days and only 3 bad days, it was still a really good week. I'm not going to go numb because I had my zipper pop and now I'm mad at the world. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm just going to vibe out. You know, like, it's fine. Everything's fine. We're just going to work together on this, you know? And I feel like that's what is necessary whenever you're just kind of running with the punches. And I encourage you to, the next time that something like that happens, to really just roll with it. Like, I've known people that their pants split in the middle of, you know, the street. I've, you know, known people that fucking face plant. I literally face planted on the way to a business function last Saturday. Like, fucking ate dirt, dude. Like, it was terrible. I was so mad. And, like, the person, there was a biker that had drove next to me. And I think she thought that she knocked me over. And she didn't. I just fell. And I'm a klutz. Like, I'm the worst of the worst whenever it comes to being a klutz. So I'm not shocked that I fell. But I did fall. And I was really mad. And so that was fun. But it's just, like, all of these things happen. They always happen at the best times. Like, you're having an amazing time. Like, I was so excited to go to this event because I was so excited to show this client what I was able to do for them so that way we could get a contract and I would get hired. That was the goal. And I was like, if I get hired, how amazing would that be? And I'm just sitting here talking to Granny, so excited, and then I faceplant. And she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just fell. And she was like, what? Are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I just fell. And it's like, you know, whenever you fall, you don't want anybody to talk about it. And it was really cold in Philly that day. So, like, my hands were hurting. And I was just, like, I was just tired. Like, I was just over it. But it's whatever because I got in there and I had an amazing day. And I was able to make it home before the storm got too bad. Like, I was really excited to be there in general. But I feel like that's always whenever the best things are always interrupted with the worst things. And in that moment, at that time, falling was the worst thing in my brain that could happen to me because I was all put together, I was all dressed nicely, took me forever to find an outfit that I liked, and I fall. And my pants wouldn't stay up because I've lost a little bit of weight, so they're just loose enough that they're annoying. And it's just like knowing these kind of things are possible to ruin your day is just bothersome, you know? But it didn't ruin my day. I had a great day, and I came home to the love of my life, made dinner, and cuddled with my puppy dog, and went to bed. Like, I had a great day, but I had, like, 3 or 4 things that really just pissed me off throughout the day, and I just feel like that's part of being human, but I filed those away immediately because they weren't big feelings. Big feelings, though, I have a harder time filing away, so whenever I found out my great-grandfather passed away, I pulled open this miscellaneous box, and this miscellaneous box has had medical diagnosis, it's had death, it's had all kinds of trauma just locked up in it, you know what I mean? And I opened it, I started to go through it, and I shut down. I just completely shut down, and I wasn't Josephine for a couple of weeks. And after I kind of pulled myself back out of it, I was able to organize everything, I was able to feel my feelings, I was able to process everything properly, and I was able to be done with it. And I feel like that's what's necessary. And people forget that sometimes it just takes a minute to process everything. You're not going to be able to get over something overnight. And that's completely okay. It's completely okay. And you can't expect yourself to be able to get over something overnight. Because all you're doing is causing problems for yourself. All you're doing is upsetting yourself. And it's not at all necessary. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to feel that way. Nobody wants to feel so terrible that they don't want to go through their feelings. But there comes a point where you are going to wallow. You're going to feel like shit for a couple of days. And then you're finally going to have the strength to be able to stand up and go through that cabinet. Go through the junk drawer. But until then, you can't get mad at yourself either for not wanting to go through the junk drawer. It's going to hurt when you open the junk drawer. There's probably a couple needles in there, maybe a knife or two. And you probably have some pills that you didn't even know existed. And maybe, just maybe, you found that charger cord that you've been looking for 6 months. But it doesn't change the fact that going through and finding all those things are going to make you angry. They're going to make you mad. They're going to make you sad. They're not feelings that anybody wants to deal with, which is why they're in the junk drawer. Just like whenever you're in your junk drawer at your house, that's why the batteries, charger cords, and lint are all in the same spot, because nobody wants to deal with those things. Nobody wants to find a good spot for those. So it just goes in a drawer. I say that with encouragement. For not now, because seasonal depression is upon us, but in the springtime, make some time to kind of go through your junk drawer. Go through your junk drawer in your brain. Go through your junk drawer now if you want to, and just kind of whenever you're ready, go through your junk drawer and make sure that you are, you know, taking care of yourself as you're going through the junk drawer. It's not easy to open that thing up. It's not easy to unlock those boxes. So please, please, please take care of yourself while you're going through this and you're going through this junk drawer. But don't ignore it, because it'll only get worse. With that being said, I love you. I hope you have a great day, not just a good day. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.